T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
If you walk through the garden,
Marks and Race were back.
You better watch your back.
Which season was this?
Well, I beg your pardon.
That's
season one.
That's the first one, right?
The original. Mm-hmm. Well, on this date, 2002, The Wire debuted. Which Ike and I both agree, one of the, I wouldn't say the best show. That would actually have The Sopranos over The Wire, but I mean, it's close.
Depending on what day you catch me.
Yeah.
It's either one of them, one or two. Those are my top two.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's top. I mean, just a great, and just like both shows, I would say, have this in common. They have such great characters, not just the main characters, but also the supporting characters and the characters that aren't in every show, but, you know, pop up from time to time. Mm-hmm. And both The Wire and The Sopranos have amazing, amazing characters. So
yeah, and when you're talking about those two, the reason why I don't debate them, because I love them both. So this isn't, you know, LeBron versus Kobe or this and
Foles
the other.
And
yeah, Foles. Yeah, yeah. No, I love both of them too. You guys just you guys forced me to debate that. But it would be very similar to that, and that I don't want to have to tear down one show in favor of the other show. So I love both shows way too much.
Me too.
Way too much. Love both of them.
Me too. Yeah, so what's the best character from The Wire?
I don't know
if the best and your favorite is the same thing.
I mean, Omar would
he's the best.
He has to be up there. He's one
Omar
of them.
Coming.
I mean, he's one of them.
Yeah, I would say he would be the number one seed in the East. Omar.
Like who's the face of The Wire?
What, the face of The Wire?
I don't think you have one.
That's what's great about it.
Tony Soprano is the face of The Sopranos, obviously.
Right.
Yes.
And I believe Tony Soprano is the best character in television history.
I feel like every show has a face. I mean, who would be the face of The Wire?
You could say Omar. I just don't think it would be a good representation of what the whole show is about.
It's not really just about him.
No.
No.
Not even nearly just about him, yeah. So I would say McNulty. Yeah. When I see McNulty, I think The Wire.
Yeah.
And I don't see him anywhere else, and I don't even know his name.
He's British.
Dominic West?
He's British, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Bubbles seems to be a favorite character of a lot of people out there. Stringer Bell is my favorite character. Awesome. Yeah, Bunk is certainly – I watch shows with Bunk in it now, and he's awesome. The show on Amazon Prime that Jack Ryan. Bunk is on. He's awesome in Jack Ryan.
Look at that.
Yeah, he's a great actor. So yeah. So what? Who's the best TV character ever in your opinion, outside of The Wire? Who would you go? Who's the
who's
best?
My
Jack.
Favorite TV character.
Yeah,
my favorite TV character is Ron Swanson. I know that you don't like Parks and Rec, but my favorite character of all time.
Which
is Ron
one's
Swanson.
That? That's
he's the mustache.
That's pathetic.
It's the mustache guy.
Jack, that's pathetic. All the great television shows of all time. And you're going with a guy I don't even know who he is.
Well, that's because you only watched one episode.
No, but what's the actor's name?
Nick Offerman.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I know who you're talking about now after seeing the first episode and being bad, and being
Okay. Well, it's my personal favorite TV character of all time.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
No. I mean, it's not a problem. You know, it's like I said, pathetic.
I could have actually. I'll say Jack Bauer.
Nope.
Jack Bauer, 24.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I redeem myself?
No, but it's a good one.
Kiefer. Yeah, I would probably, if I'm forced to pick one, it would probably have to be Tony Soprano.
Yes, we agree. 215-592-9494. Who's the best out there? Your favorite
and
or the
best? He's not even my favorite character on The Sopranos.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, he's not my favorite character on The Sopranos. I was a Paulie Walnuts, Chrissy. I was a Chrissy guy.
Christopher?
Yeah, yeah. Those are my guys. I mean, you got to love Tony because he's the boss or what have you, but he just wasn't necessarily my favorite character on the show.
Let's go to Scott in Delco. What's up, Scotty in Delco? How are you?
Good, good. How you doing, guys? Thanks
good.
For taking my
What's
call.
What's up, Scott?
Really hating on Stallone, man. He had a lot of good movies.
Not
a lot of them, man. He did.
Not really.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Tango and Cash, Nighthawks. I mean, you got it. You got to stretch out a little bit, man. Yeah, he's good. He's seasoned.
If you watched any of those movies today, you'd be laughing at it, but not for the right reason.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I mean, you know, everything's hokey when you look at it from maybe 10, 20, 30 years ago. But
some of it's campy, sure. I mean, that whole era was campy as far as movies. Some of them survived the test of time. And I'm not going to tell you that, like, when you watch Schwarzenegger movie from back then.
I was going to say, what Schwarzenegger movie am I watching right
well,
now?
Well, I watched the...
Like, oh, yeah, that fits right in.
The
right
Running
now.
Man, it's you laugh when he has his one-liners.
I haven't even seen The Running Man since the 80s.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You want an election day question, Scott?
Sure. Real quick, I got one question. I don't know if anybody's touched on it. But,
what you got?
Everybody constantly talking about Eagles, backup, veteran quarterback, obviously in light of everything that's gone on. And Eagles have always had their finger on the pulse of, you know, the city and relations and everything like that. You think maybe they kick the tires on Kaepernick, see about maybe getting them back in?
I saw Les Bowen tweeted it out earlier. They have a need for a backup quarterback as far as I'm concerned.
Uh-oh. Here comes Colin.
Do I think they're going to do it? I mean, listen, Jeffrey Lurie has shown
that
he's willing to do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's no way in hell the Eagles would do it, Scott, because anything is possible. I'll just say right now, I'd be very surprised if they did that.
Oh, and I mean, not as a publicity stunt, but I mean, I know people have mixed reviews when he did his workout. They liked his arm strength, but obviously, you know, you're out of the game for a little while with the accuracy and stuff like that. But, you know, again, a lot of people feel that, yeah, he was not allowed back in the league. And, you know, it's a shame for somebody to lose their livelihood that way.
Yeah, we agree.
Yep.
It'd be one thing if he just couldn't play or something like that. But, I mean, he did help him get to a Super Bowl and almost won.
Yeah, I tell you, I think the Eagles, from a quarterback standpoint, I would imagine they've had their feel of excitement in that department with the draft, right? Now, you bring in Colin Kaepernick, you're just adding more to what's already here as a question around your starting quarterback. I mean, you may as well sign Carson up for therapy. you bring Colin Kaepernick in here.
All right, let's give you a question. Jack, what do you got, man? It's election day. You're going to vote, Scott. Go ahead.
McCartney or Lennon?
McCartney or Lennon? Ooh, wow.
Yeah, no, it's not a communism question.
Yeah, I know. It's getting awkward. I'll say Paul McCartney. I mean, between Wings and the Beatles and all his solo stuff and his longevity, guy knows what he's doing. I mean, it's hard to pick between filet and filet, but if you push me, I'd say McCartney.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you. Yeah, I have no interest or answer to that question, Jack.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't talking to the right show about McCartney or Lennon.
You're not a Beatles guy?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm very, you know, great artists and everything like that, but I don't have any interest. Are you a big Beatles fan, Jack?
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
I'm a Lennon guy, though.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Real music guy. Not just the hokey love song lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually have it on my phone, the Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney song.
I mean, I say.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great song.
It's a good video.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're at the, what is it, like a circus
like
a or
fair
something like
something
that?
Yeah. Mm.
So you're a McCartney guy?
Yeah, I'm a McCartney guy.
Yeah, I guess.
Even though it's not his fault that John Lennon couldn't partake in that song?
I don't think John Lennon would have been dancing around with Michael Jackson at that point.
Oh no.
You think you really you could see him doing it?
I mean, I don't know. John Lennon, I think, was already he had already been killed. What year did he kill?
80.
Yeah, he'd been.
Yeah, so before I realized the Beatles, he was already gone. Before I realized, at 6 years old, I don't know what the Beatles are.
Let's go to Angry Al checking in. Angry Al, how are you?
Johnny Mark.
Angry Al, what do you think of a 50-game baseball season? Do you like it?
Heck no.
Why not?
I should have known that. Al's a baseball man.
Me too.
Yeah, what's the point in 50 games? Is that even a quarter of the season?
No.
No.
No, it's not. No, it's.
It's a little bit more than a quarter of a season.
It's not a third of a season. It's like 30, almost 31%.
No.
Well, babe, so you'd rather have no games than 50 games?
Yeah, because then you're going to have 50 games, and then I'm hoping that you get at least a shot at going to the game if they're actually going to have the game. But now if you're only going to limit it to 50, then that means a guy like me definitely got no shot at getting to a game. But as far as I'm concerned, nix it. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, but, I mean, don't you have to go into the season realizing that you're probably not going to a game, whether it's 80 or 50? I mean, isn't that the expectation? I mean, that's the way I'm looking at baseball this year.
I don't know. I just figure at this point, I'm calling it on all of them. I still don't think you're going to get football, but it looks like they're trying hard to get it done, and I hope they do. But the rest of it is, you know, like the basketball has gone too far. I can't even get excited about it now again. I'm done with it. I'm fixing my yard up. I'm doing my garden and stuff. I didn't even care about
it. Did it just stop for too long? Because that's kind of how I feel, was that it's just too long of a gap to where.
Right. It's just that it's been so long now, it's like, forget it. It's like that cup of coffee you're going to go back and get, and then when you get back to it, it's so cold, it's nasty.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But
now,
you can nuke it for 30 seconds, and it tastes all right.
Yeah, but it's too much work for all that. It's over with. It's done. We get the next cup next time.
All right.
That's the way I'm looking at it. I don't want no 50 games.
Yeah, but what's but Al, why? Like, I hear what you're saying, but why?
Okay, well, I'll give you one reason why. If the Phillies start out like crap and lose the first 18 games, you're done.
Okay. So
yeah,
what?
Well, I don't even need that. I don't need that. Oh my God, we got a 50-game season, and these idiots couldn't even win 10 games. Blah, 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 blah. I just nicked it. It's over. We'll see you next year. 2020 sucks. Everything about 2020 sucks.
Mm, that's right. So far, you're right.
Yeah, I agree with everything he said today. That's for sure.
Tough to argue with that, Al. See, I hear you, because the reason why baseball fans love baseball is because of the season is so long, to where you can have 2 months where it's hard for you to win games, and yet you rebound and you hit.
Right, you come back.
Right, I know, but like that's just not going to happen this year, and I think that we all have to accept that. And a 50-game World Series winner isn't going to be the same as a regular one, but I'll still take it.
No,
like, I'll embrace it.
It's going to go down with an asterisk in the book or with a real season. Da, 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 da. Just forget it. And in this way, if you have no season, the owners can do their little insurance thing and get their little money.
Uh-huh.
And they can stop crying about the money. Mm-hmm. And then we can have some real baseball next year.
Mm. Well, I mean, here's where I disagree. I think if you can't agree to a season this year, that's just going to make it worse for the future. I don't think it makes it better.
I guess they're going to argue over money again next year.
Yeah, I don't think it makes it any better. All right, Al, can we give you an Election Day question?
Yes, sir. Did you vote?
I did not vote. No, I did not.
Are you going to vote?
I don't have an answer for you there. I don't discuss my
Yeah, you don't have an answer.
Who I vote
I'm
for.
Tell you right now, let me say this. All you idiots out there that are calling in and saying this and saying that and all the rest of that, if you live in Pennsylvania and you don't go and vote today, don't call in and say nothing to waste my time.
Why?
Because you're full of it.
Why?
Because if you don't vote, you don't have a right to say no.
You're still allowed to have opinions even if you're not voting, though, Al, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
people
pay taxes.
Your mom's opinion. Your mom had the right idea. The best way to change stuff, we need to vote out all the old guys that have been there 100 years. Bring in new blood.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with all that, for sure.
All right, give me my question.
All right, what do you got?
All right, Al, very important question for you.
Al brought the fire today, man.
Yeah, Al did a good job today. Al, millennials, good or bad?
Confused. I got to say bad because y'all don't get it. You just don't get it.
Yeah, Jack, you.
All right, Al, thank you.
Just don't get it. What does he call you, Millie?
Millie.
Yeah. Millie.
Where's Neil Herb from Northeast Philly? We haven't heard from him.
Oh, no.
Herb's ain't coming.
Did something happen? We hope he's okay. We haven't heard from him. I mean, it's not like him to not call every day. We hope he wasn't, you know, affected by any of the riding up there in Northeast Philly.
We need some updates on baseball's ongoing discussion.
Jack was disappointed because the last time he was off, we got really good Herb on the phones. He texted me and said, man, I miss good Herb.
That was last Wednesday.
We haven't heard from him. Was that the last time we heard from him?
Yes.
Might be busy. All right, well, give us a call. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jamie in Wilmington, Delaware. Jamie, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Jamie?
What's up, Jamie?
Sorry, I had to take you off speakerphone there.
No problem.
I got to go back to the Sopranos talk there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're a Polly Walnuts guy?
Yeah.
Love that. You got to love that.
Got to love Polly Walnuts, man.
John Sacramone, also very underrated.
Underrated
Johnny Sack
character.
And
yes.
Ginny.
Yes.
And has Jack seen – I'm thinking Jack hasn't even seen the show.
He has not.
There's no way he's seen the show.
You would be correct.
You know, I'm a millennial, and I've seen the show.
Come on, Jack.
I'm working on it. I'll mix it into the rotation.
You got to start somewhere, buddy.
Well, you know what?
You're
started
never
watching.
You're going to have more free time than you have now.
But he chose Seinfeld to start watching, Jamie.
Season 9.
And he's already up to season 9.
Oh.
But he still has the Sopranos. The comedy is much better in Sopranos than Seinfeld. I'm going to go on a limb and say it.
You know what's funny? There is underrated comedy in The Sopranos.
It's very funny.
Yeah, there is some comedy.
Yeah,
in there.
See, that's what I think is the underrated thing. Is everybody thinks it's all about swear words and
murder,
and all bad stuff.
Yeah,
the comedy is definitely underrated.
Agreed. What about baseball, Jamie?
Oh, baseball. We love baseball.
What are your thoughts on 50 games? I don't understand why everybody's saying, like, yeah, 50 games I don't want to watch. I'd rather have none.
Well, you know, I'm for 50 games. You know, I'm a stockbroker, you know, but I also need something else to bet on here.
Yeah, seriously.
About that, yeah.
Good idea.
You know, so bring the baseball back, you know. Something we can – you know, that'll at least uplift everything that's been going on. I mean, 2020 needs baseball.
Yes, it does, Jamie. Yes, it does. That means a 50-game season, then 50-game season. Yes, 50-game season's fine. 50-game season's fine. And actually, I would be excited for it because it's freaking different. Everybody complains about baseball. Baseball sucks. Too long. So now we actually have a season that's not too long. And instead of being a marathon, it's not a sprint. But, you know.
Let me ask you this.
Running a couple miles, you're running a 5K.
Let me ask you this, and here's why I would be with the players and be in favor of just wrapping up the season if we can't play 80 to 100 games. The only reason the owners don't want to play more games is because they don't want to have to pay more to the players.
That's true.
That's the only reason they don't want to give us more games. That's the reason why they want a shortened season to 50 games. Because they want to pay the players less. Well, if you're a player, you're saying, okay, I'm playing for about a third of my money, a little less than a third of my money, before taxes, by the way, before agent fees, by the way. I'm still at risk for the coronavirus.
Sure.
I'm away from my family. And for some reason, this is beneficial in a season that I won't even feel as a player that this is a real World Series championship. Like, am I a real World Series baseball team? Am I going to go down other than the fact that I won it in the year of a pandemic be known for anything else other than that? No, you're not.
I'll take it.
With 50 games and less money and the health risk that comes along with it, yeah.
I'll gladly take it. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. The owners have proposed 50 games. The players want 114. That's not going to happen. So if it comes down to no games or 50 games, what would you rather have? Would you rather have the 50, the short season, or no games at all? I'm amazed at how many people are saying, like, nah.
Wrap
not,
it up.
Not long enough.
Wrap it up, Jack.
215-592-9494. And we'll continue voting. It's election day. Jack has everyday questions. You'll get one. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.